I want to welcome you back to another episode of the Live Better the Jason Beck Show. I'm your host, Jason Beck. And on today's show, we're going to talk about Winter Wonderland in Texas. And we'll also talk about a little bit about Biden and one of his things that he wants to do. Raising the minimum wage, and talk a little football also too for today. So let's go ahead and get into our verse of the day. Our verse of the day is out of Psalm 113:3, from the rising of the sun to its setting, the name of the Lord is to be praised. Amen. The Lord God is good. You know, so I wanted to, sorry about this. I wanted to talk a little bit about, so Texas is a winter wonderland. Apologize. I need some water. So Texas is a winter wonderland. I mean, crazy. I mean, I've never seen anything like this. I've never seen a winter storm all the way across Texas at all. You know, ever in my lifetime. And then it actually snowed down south in Texas. Yeah, in Houston, Texas, it snowed. Conroe, Texas, Spring, Texas, the Woodlands, Texas, all got snow. And then tonight, the temperatures are going to plunge even lower than last night. So it's like, okay, so all that ice and stuff that melted, either from the sun being out or from the stuff that they spray in the roads, you know, like the de-icer and stuff, you know, all that is going to, basically all that ice and snow that melted is going to become ice again. So travel is going to be dangerous tomorrow morning as well, too. So I encourage all my listeners, if you're in the Texas area, be careful when you go out driving. If you have to go, be careful, you know, because black ice, you can't see it. It'll snap up on upon you like a like a snake or something. You know? So you definitely want to be careful there. You know. You can replace a vehicle, but you can't replace your life. Yeah. So anyways, like another thing about this winter wonderland, there's a lot of millions of people in Texas right now that are without power. They are not able to turn on their heat. You know, so it's like it makes difficulty of staying warm. Of course, you can put on more layers, you know, get into your blankets, you know. If your car's outside, you can turn, you go out of your car, turn it on, turn the heater on, get warm that way. In fact, that's what my parents are doing. They're actually outside in their van warming up with the heater on, watching a movie, and charging their phones. You know, but I'm very thankful that they do have a fireplace. So if they do need to sleep inside, they can sleep on the couches, sleep close to the fireplace, and stay warm that way. So, you know, that is a blessing to kind of have that as well. Anyway, I mean, like, so snow days, well, the kids were already out of school today for President's Day, but tomorrow they get in the snow day, so, and cold's not going any away soon, but it's kind of, you know, I say kind of crazy when you think about it, you know, today, it's like really, really cold, snow on the ground, and ice and stuff. And next Monday is going to be like close to close to 70 degrees. Another Sunday or Monday, but it's going to be warmer than it is this Monday. So it's like, wait a week, weather will change. It's crazy. But I'll definitely say this is definitely historic. This winter wonderland in Texas is, who would ever thought? 2021, huh? Starting out like 2020. So, crazy year so far. Yeah, and to top that all off, folks, is Joe Biden, the president, wants to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. But the only problem that you have there when you're when you raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour, like, yeah, in a small town, or like, there are some companies that can't pay you $15 an hour. You know, so what's happened is they're going to have to cut people and only run with a skeleton crew. Yeah, it'd be good for those workers that don't get fired. They'll be making $15 an hour, but there'll be others without a job. And versus like your big box retailers and stuff, they'll be able to afford to take the hit, you know, from the minimum wage spikes. But mom and pop stores be going out of business. And there have been a lot of companies going out of business during the pandemic. Yeah, when you shut down society, that's what happens. When you panic and you get it, live in fear, that's what happens. Definitely what happens. You know, yes, the virus is real. Yes, it has killed people. Yes, it has caused people to get sick. But the media, the mass media, is driving the fear into people that live to so that they, in return, so with the media's help and the Democrats' help, basically hand in hand together, they can control you, drive fear in you, make you afraid, you know, where you have to rely on the government. It's a plandemic, folks, plandemic. It was planned. And I'm exercising my First Amendment of freedom of speech. So just let you know, if there are any Democrats out there listening to this message, or social justice warriors, or people that like canceling people because of their difference in opinion. So, there you go, folks. You know, got the plandemic. You got Joe Biden wanted to raise the minimum wage. He wanted to raise our taxes. He's already killed the pipeline. So thousands of people are going to be without jobs. What is it going to take for Americans to wake up? What is it going to take for you to wake up and smell the coffee? I bet some of you already have buyer's remorse or voter's remorse of voting for Joe Biden. Granted, yes, the Democrats, they cheated. They stole the election. They changed laws, you know, that were unconstitutional. They didn't do them right according to the Constitution. They changed them. Yes, you did. We did have countries that hacked into the election. And yes, there is proof out there that they did. But the thing is, it's like people are like, you watch like fake news for too long and CNN and the media, you start believing everything they say. Folks, start doing your own research. Smell the coffee. Wake up. Not everything they tell you is the truth. Not everything that your government tells you is the truth either. If the government told you the whole truth and all the truth, man, you'd freak out. There'd be mass hysteria if they told you everything. It's all based on control. They want to control the population, control the people to do what they say. That's what it's all about. That's in their agenda. The only thing about Trump was an outsider. They didn't like that. They hated it, the fact that he was an outsider. That the people voted him in because they got tired of politicians. They got tired of all the lies. You take a look at Joe Biden. He's lied already. He hasn't fulfilled anything. He's not fulfilling a lot of the things he's doing. Yeah, he said he would cut tax. he would raise taxes and get rid of the oil and gas and oil industry, then that's what he's already starting to do. So, I don't know. People need to wake up. That's for one sure thing, you know? I, for one, my beliefs, I am a conservative, I am a Christian. You know, I uphold that all babies should be allowed to live. None of their lives should be taken. They are human beings. They have a right. They are God's creation. And they have a right to live. It's not for you to say they live or they die. God has already deemed it, thou shalt not murder. And that includes babies too. Thou shalt not murder. So, give or take that. Let that soak in your head and your heart. And I will go ahead and jump a little bit into sports. You know, if you haven't heard, former Tampa Bay Buccaneer Vincent Jackson has passed away at age 38. I remember when he went to Tampa Bay. You know, I remember him always being a very good player. You know, always contributing to his team. You know, so it's 38 years old. That's still young, very young. So prayers and thoughts, you know, go out to the Jackson family. Pray for, and I ask that everybody else lift up his family in your prayers. And on that note, I'm going to go ahead and pray for each and every one of you. And give you the opportunity also to accept Jesus into your life and your heart. Dear God, I just want to pray for all my viewers and supporters. Just want to thank them for everything and all the blessings. And just ask that you bless them. Be there for them if they're sick or afflicted. Free them of their sickness. If anyone's homeless, I just ask that you feed them, clothe them, keep them warm, and get them back on their feet and put people around them to bless their lives. And at this time, you can repeat after me. Dear Jesus, please come into my heart. Please forgive me for my sins. Come into my life, my heart, and change my life. And I believe in your death, burial, and resurrection. And I ask this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. If you prayed that prayer, you meant it. You're part of the family of God, but it doesn't stop there. It keeps going. This is a marathon. Not just a sprint, it's a marathon. Get in a good Bible-believing church. Also, even get into a small group. And even during this time of the pandemic, you can connect with churches online, small groups online. You know, there are ways to get connected. But stay in the Word, learn the Word, start in the Gospels. Start in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. That's a good place. Learn about Jesus, what he taught, what's his teachings. You know, learn what the Father's will is. And be a good steward, be a good servant, a good follower of Jesus Christ. You know, and love others, most importantly, and forgive others. Well, and I will be right back after these commercials. Well, did you ever walk outside one day and you go to your car and it just won't start? And then you remember, well, the lights didn't turn on when I turned them on. And then you think about it for a moment. Did we just get an EMP strike? You know what happens when there's an EMP, any type of nuclear missile goes off, even if it's in the air, causes an electromagnetic pulse. It knocks out all your computers, knocks out your electronics, and renders them pretty much useless. Car's not going to start. You're not going to be able to get power at all. You'll be no electricity, nothing. Nothing is going to work. But there's hope. There is a solution. Thanks to EMP Shield, 100% made in America, also has a partnership with the government as well, too. And it is one of the top-rated products, you know, for EMP protection. And you can use coupon code JEB, J-E-B. Go to just empshield.com, put in your coupon code, or you can go to empshield.com/JEB, and it will automatically enter that coupon code for you. You can still put it in just to make sure. And that's even if you get multiple devices as well, too. It'll still take off the $50 for multiple devices. And you can have the peace of mind of knowing that you and your family will have a running car and electricity as well, also, too. And any commissions that we get, you know, comes to the show, we'll be able to spend more time on episodes, be able to reach more people, be able to advertise so we can reach more people, you know, not just because for the show, but I want to reach so we can reach people for Jesus Christ as well. And that's most important. Getting the gospel, getting the message out there, you know, helping people and connecting them to Jesus. That's what it's about. That's the purpose. Everything else I talk about is just, you know, it comes afterwards. So, thank you so much for tuning in for another episode of the Live Better, the Jason Beck Show. I'm your host, Jason Beck. And I will catch you all next time. Please like, share, subscribe. And I will leave that coupon code also in the description box below and the link as well, too, for EMP Shield. Thank you. Bye-bye.